The best part about moving is not being able to cook on the first night and just, you know, having to get takeaway. Shh, all those boxes in the kitchen. I'd love to see you try and cook. Besides, it means that we get some yummy food. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining about not being able to cook. Move up a little, I want to come snuggle. I'm not comfy. I'm so glad we were able to, like, get the sofa here. I know, I love this sofa. I really do. I know, right? There was one point there I thought that we were gonna have to, like, say goodbye to the sofa, but you're just so strong and clever and just got it in no problem. Yep. Lots of memories. Lots of memories on this sofa. Well, I was thinking more of, like, you know, birthdays and Christmases when we pile all the presents on here. We have different memories, clearly. Yeah, huh? Oh, what about all those nights when I get back from work so annoyed and I just lay down here like it was a therapy session and I just vent it all out to you? I know, I know. That's why people think I'm so nice. I get it all out to you. And then carry on like nothing happened. Oh, you're so good to me. I don't think there's anyone else out there that I'd rather spend my life with or that could handle me for the rest of their life. Well, I was thinking, maybe now that we've got the house that we always wanted, maybe, just, you know, maybe we could start planning the wedding now. No, I want you to help me. Otherwise, I'll turn into like Bridezilla or something. No, I need you. You ground me. You stop me from making silly, impulsive decisions. I'm never going to admit that again, so soak it up. Yeah. I mean, you have a really good sense of style. Sometimes. I mean, I know it's moving day, but you didn't need to wear your pajama-looking joggers all day, did you? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't look any better. Hey, you're not supposed to agree with that. Have I taught you nothing in this relationship? I know it's been a stressful day, but I've really enjoyed today. Yeah, it's been exciting and I don't know, I guess it's just such like a relief. Yeah, such a relief. I feel like we've been saving for a million, gajillion, trillion, billion, million, infinity amount of time, and now, you know, it's here, and we work so hard to get our own place together, a place to call home. It's amazing. I'm really proud of us. I never thought we were gonna get here. Here we go. Yeah, I spend a lot of money at Lush, but you spend, you know, a bit of money on stuff. No, I'm not gonna try and compare our spending. I don't know what it is, but after dinner snuggles, I like the best snuggles. No, I'm not gonna argue about this. When I've had a really nice dinner that I haven't had to cook, and I'm really tired anyway, and I'm all just cuddled up to you, my favorite person. No, no, these are the best cuddles, best snuggles. Hey, what do you think about this room? Like, what kind of color scheme do you want in here? Because I've got a few ideas. Yeah. Well, I was thinking that we could get a grey carpet. You know, the fuzzy kind that feels really good when you're barefoot. And then maybe just like white walls, so it's nice and bright with some. I don't think I want thick curtains in here because I want it to stay nice and light and airy, and I don't know, like happy, like a happy space. So I'm thinking, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. Almost like a sheet, but a thick sheet. And you could have them like on the curtain rail, and then you could just pull them together and it creates a kind of makeshift curtain. No? Okay. I'll get Pinterest up when we go upstairs and I'll show you. Okay. White TV unit with some like storage underneath for all the rubbish that we brought with us. Some cute little shelves with some plants, maybe some elephant ornaments if you'll let me. It's all so exciting. Like this is our home. Hey, this is our home. And we can decorate it however we want because it's ours, and we're not gonna have Karen, the landlord, knocking the door down every day saying she doesn't like this and she doesn't like that. Oh, honestly, I don't know how we put up with that. I really don't. But like, we don't have to deal with that ever. Again, oh my gosh, buying a house is worth it just for that. If you said to me, your landlord's not going to bother you for, like, ever, but you have to pay the price of a house. No, actually, I wouldn't want to give her all that money. Huh? Yeah, okay, I'm being a bit goofy. It's because I'm so full and I'm so comfy and I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. You know what I mean? This is the start of our new life together, and I'm just so happy. Oh, you know what might change my mood though? What about the spare room? Oh well, I guess this is like the golden question. Who's gonna get the spare room? Well, it could be a cute little study where, you know, I could actually get some work done instead of balancing my laptop like I've done for years. No, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just stating facts. I'm allowed to do that, aren't I? Or yeah, it could be like your space. What? I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying. Space for hobbies or space to do work that pays our bills. Your face. Well, actually, you know what I was thinking? I was just like gonna not tell you about this idea and just get it done for your birthday, but I really don't think I'm going to be able to get it done secretly without you seeing someone, because I'm going to have to get people in to do it. But I was gonna say, you know the space at the bottom of the garden, and it's all kind of like patioed off. Well, maybe we could get one of those custom like buildings made. You know the ones that I mean? Well, there's a place not far from here that makes like a wooden building, like a wooden studio. And it's made of wood, and it's got glass panels and things like that. And it's so cute. It's like a mini apartment. And I don't know, maybe we could get one of those and you could have that like whole space to yourself. I knew you were gonna say this. No, I know it's a lot of money, but you know, we expected to pay more for this place. We've got the money spare, and I just think you deserve to have it. No, baby, honestly, look at me. You have been so kind and accommodating the whole time that we've lived together. You like let me take up a whole chunk of space for my work and my hobbies, and you just slot around me where you could, and honestly, I really appreciate that. I don't think I've said it enough, but I really appreciate it. But I want a place where you can put all of your things and have your own space now, you know? It's not that I don't want to be around you, I want you to have your own space where you don't feel like, can I do that because she's in here? You know, is she going to get annoyed if I do that? And I never do get annoyed, that's all in your head. I just want you to be happy. No, you're the best. The best. I love you so much. You never know. That spare room might have to be used for something else. Well, what if instead of two of us, there were three? No, I'm not pregnant, I promise. There's no way I would have been lifting all of that stuff today. I just mean, it's something to think about now, you know? Well, I'm pretty tired, you know? No, it's too early to sleep yet. I don't want to sleep yet. Maybe just a little nap. Is it okay if I nap on you? If it makes me sleepy, then just being scooped up in your arms. Don't be scared to wake me up, okay? No, I'll wake up at like 3 a.m. and you'll still be here because you're so nice. Okay. I love you.